least for that first moment.
You never get beyond that. This is in terms of the Maisa, or in terms of the initial Yetzira, but probably in terms of the Maisa, you would say that it's Ocho de Achras. You're dealing with one Chafetza, and as a result, there's no Dash. For something to be Dash, it has to be Mifkad Pakid. The more the better. That's in the Kaskidot, that's how he explains Melach, and that's how he explains Or, and that's how he explains Zeisim Vanavim, and several other things. So what I was suggesting, based on Rav Avraham ben Rambam and the Eglei Tal, is to take the opposite view, and that is that the Rambam really holds that there has to be something in between. It can't be Ocha de Efras, obviously. If it's Ocha de Efras, that would not be Gosh. There's not enough of a transition, enough of a transformation. There's not enough of a transformation. And how you define the Ocha de Efras itself, as we already pointed out, is a big machlokes rishonim, whether it's primarily a physical definition, a halachic definition. Even within halachic definitions, does it depend on Isur and Hetzer? Does it depend on Isur Gabra, or which is Ramban's way of saying Isur de Rabiale, or something more? Okay. But either way, the point is that for the Rambam, it can't be, I'm suggesting that it is more subtle. It has to be neither Ocho de Efras completely, nor can it be completely Mifkad Pakid. Because completely Mifkad Pakid, so A, from the perspective of Maisa Mefarik or Maisa Dash, which requires some sort of it has to be an act of stature of some sort, that's lacking, because it's just like, popping open the cork and, pouring out of the bottle. There's no real prika or disha. That's one point of view. And moreover, there's no transformation that takes place either. Again, I'm not sure whether both of these or one of these is enough, or even both. Hard to know. Again, Rambam is very much focusing on the Maisa part, and that's his explanation of Akir, Betoch, Nitzrar, and so on, and Or. I was suggesting, if you're going to say that already, you might as well even go a step further and say that that's the pshat also why it has to be Chavala Sheina Chozeres. That's also part of the stature of the fact that it's irreversible shows that it's a significant Akira. If it can come back, and regenerate and reverse completely, so then what you did isn't that significant. That's in terms of the Maisa part of it. The other aspect of it could be that, again, there's an element of transformation involved, either on the Maisa level or on the Yetziras HaTotzah level. And that, if you say that the Chalav, the Dam, the secretion of the Chilazon, whatever the case may be, all of that is really the Zeisim Vanavim, their Omdim, Latzeis. They already have a future as a Mashke. They don't have a Shem Mashke right now, but we already anticipate their future, and therefore we see them as being kind of imprisoned, shackled by their, organic environment. So the breaking of that organic environment, the liberating of the is truly a liberating of the Mashka. So the irony is, because we look at it as Omid Latzeis and Mashka, but it isn't there yet, that's what makes it Mefarik. And that's what's different in the case of Dan Besulim and in the case of Sugyan Shabbos Kuflamid Hay, and in the case of Lecha in Mavis Mursa, all the problems that the Mikhaskino has to grapple with. In all those cases, as I said yesterday, towards the end, either it already is inside what it's going to be outside, or we just don't care outside. It doesn't have any chalos, we don't really care about it. And therefore, we don't look at it as something that's omeid, latzeis, but is shackled and imprisoned, needs to be liberated from its environment. Therefore, we don't consider either the act of liberation or the transformation that takes place as being a significant one, kind of creative enough one, transformative enough one, and therefore it's not Isha. And I think that explains all the aspects of the Rambam. Okay. I think this would also explain Chilazon, by the way. Again, everybody's bothered in Chilazon for Because it's a problem for everybody, the truth is. It's a problem for the other Rishonim, because the Gemara seems to say that if not for Indisha Levidule Karka, that the Chilazon would be Disha. And the question is, why is that different than Chovel? Okay, so according to the Rishonim, we think that Chovel is Kiadam or Nefesh, or Nefil Seshama, then of course it's not an issue. But either way, why can't we see from Chilazon at least that Hotzos Adam would be Lefarik? We see from Chilazon at minimum that we don't require Ochel and Mashke as a precondition for Dosh. I think it's the only Gemara that proves that definitively, this Chilazon. And every other Gemara in Dosh talks about Ochel. One could have said that it's limited to Ochlin. It's part of Sidur and Pas, it's extra Ochlin. I still think one might say that for Rashi, as I'll explain in just a minute. But the fact is that the Havamina about Chilazon is problematic from that point of view. That proves that you don't need Ochel, and then you have to ask yourself, why is Chilazon any different? Why is the secretion of the Chilazon any different than Dam, according to the other Rishonim? For the Rambam, it's less of a problem, since Dam is Yifareg. But even for the Rambam, it's a problem, because the Rambam's Shita is that not only do you require Or, but even if this Hotzah is Hadam from the anything but the Shemot HaShrasim who don't have Or, so we say that it's not Yifareg. So they say Chilazon doesn't have Or. So how can the Rambam, how will the Rambam even read the Gemara that says that if not for Indishal Begidule Karka, Chilazon should be a problem? Actually, I just add parenthetically, I'm not sure why for Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, Chilazon isn't the problem either. And as according to the other Mepharshim of the Rambam who say that Indishal Begidule Karka doesn't exclude Balei Chayim, it only excludes the Dagim, so we understand why Chilazon is different. But according to the Rambam, it says the distinction is between Ad and Tolda, and Dosh and Mepharek, so why isn't Chilazon Mepharek? In which case it would be a Tolda, and then the whole Gemara just doesn't explain that. But in any case, either way, the question of Or, the Rambam and Rambam does raise, and it doesn't really answer. But in any case, according to what we're suggesting, this is both for Mikas Chinuch and for what I'm suggesting, actually. Chilazon is going to be different for the following reason. Again, the Mikas Chinuch understood that the significance of Or in Disha for the Rambam is that whenever there is Or, we can assume that it's, we can assume that it's Nifkad Pocket. If there's no Or, then the only reason that it stays in is because it's Mivla Bala, and since that's the case, it's not really Disha. Okay, because it's too much Ocho de Ephras. So according to him, the secretion of the Chilazon, which Bali Tosis point out also, is also Pocket Biakir, is not going to be a problem. Because it's true, it doesn't have Or, but we're interested in the Tcheles part, and as far as Kehecha Beleitzel Tzevei, But whatever it is, the Chelas part of the Chilazon is certainly going to be Pocket Diyakya. And I think the same thing is true according to what I'm suggesting in the Rambam, in that again it's like Zaysim Banavim, it's like Chalav, it's Omed Latzeis. That's the point. And we do anticipate it. We're interested in the Chilazon for its secretion. So from that point of view, the Chilazon, again, even though it doesn't have Or, is going to be an exception, but a reasonable exception within the understanding of the Rambam. Okay, so just that's the point. As far as Rabbi Rambam is concerned, so I think what he says here is mostly a very, very... Oh, everything that he says, actually, is very fascinating in this tshuva, Simin Yurkes. But again, I point out a certain discrepancy. I just want to mention it again and just what needs to be said about it. Rabbi Avraham and Rambam starts by saying, I like your questions except the Gidulei Karka part, which everybody who knows that there's a difference between an Av and an Ein Av and a Tolda should understand that, you know, that the Tolda is not going to be held to things like Kein Disha, these people really karka. And then in the continuation, when he does confront the question of why you need a Chavura or a Chavala, She'ena Chazeres, so he says, well, it has to be in keeping with the Yad. Okay, so I just pointed out that that seems to be, I wouldn't say contradictory, but that's certainly challenging. I didn't mean to imply that it was a stira, but it is challenging. It obviously forces us to conclude that the question of irrevocability is a more essential element in Dush. I'm not sure why this should be so, but that's the conclusion that needs to be reached, I think, than Gidulei Karka is. Now, again, one might use the Ramban to explain that. In the Ramban's comment on Sadeh Ibn Aleph, according to the first Deya, which is that there's a difference between Disha Ba'atzma Shopri and Hotzas Mashkim or Dvarim Shetunim Betoch. As far as that is concerned, and we suggest that it's one, not two tracks. Right. So we try to explain what that means is that Gidulei Karka, that the whole concept of Mechubar is something that is more pronounced in Gidulei Karka, where it came from, its organic environment and so on. And severing it from that is always traumatic and meaningful and significant and maybe even transformative. That's, you know, true, and then that's always true when you have Tamil. So clearly the factor of Gidulei Karka from Rambam to Rambam, you know, is gonna be, again, it's not exactly. There is a little bit two tracks. There is distinguishing between Av, Mein Av, and Tolda. But I think you still need to say something like that, and that is that the factor of Gidulei Karka has to do with the nature of the Chibur. So there may be two different concepts of Chibur. Maybe there's a kind of a Disha, which is through the Maisa, through, you know, Siloka Chibur or Afkoas Chibur. And then there's another Disha, which is more about outletting, accessing, creating the mashke, the davar, which is mechubar or bifnim, but is still not ocha de efras. But the point is that the factor of Gidulei Karka is still going to belong to that distinction, whereas apparently the chabura she'ena chozeres. The irrevocability of Disha is something that is part of its Shein Malacha. It's not part of the particular Tzura defining the Maisa, the trauma, the transformative element of it. There's nothing to do with that at all. I would have thought the opposite, frankly. I would have said the opposite. But that's what Rambam and Rambam has in mind. That's why he has no patience for the question to Gidulei Karka, and yet can come up with this, you know, quite mechudash answer. It's really the only sore thumb in his presentation of the rest of Sheet Sarama. Again, I just don't know why he needed it. I don't know why he couldn't say the same thing. If you need piruk, mimokom, shemisparek, mimenu, so part of that is whether it's kozer, it's a shir. I don't know why he didn't like that spot. But either way, the point is that there's no stira in Rabba Ramana Rambam. There's merely a conclusion to be drawn from what he says, and that conclusion is that Eino Chozeres is part of the Shem Malach Abdash. Gidulei Karka is a, you know, has to do with different suros or different themes within Dash that are still under the larger overlapping common denominator. Okay. And as again, I forgot to bring it again, but if you look at the language of the Rambam in Tumas Ochlin and Hilchos Asur Mizbeach, hopefully you did, which is based on the reading of the Gemara's in Psachim, again, that you, if the Anavim are Tmeim, that you can use the Yayin for the Sachim, that's what I'm going to put in the Tmeach, and if the Tmeis is Sochet Anavim Yayin, that the Yayin is not going to be Tame, that's what I'm going to put in the Tmeach. In both places, again, he emphasizes the question of Guf Echad and Shnei Gufim. He doesn't say that it already has a shame mashke, and certainly doesn't say that it's difficult pocket in the same sense that Dam Basula would be. Okay. Finally, then why, according to Rashi, isn't every chol on the farik? The Luchasinov discusses that question. I think he himself makes a suggestion that if you hold that nifkad pocket is a prerequisite for dosh, which he likes even for the Rambam, but frankly, if you don't want to say for the outside of the Rambam, I don't mind if anybody wants to say it for anybody else. Prima Gadim does say it, the Maral does say it. For other Rishonim, other than the Rambam, I think it's a fine thing to say because you don't have the burden of the Gemara in Rav Elazar in the Mila or in the Gemara in Pesukos. So if you say that, and you want to say that's what Rashi emphasizes in Chole, then it's pocket the Akir. So to say that the Dam, the only thing is, then what would emerge if you that regular Dam is not Nifkad pocket, which is fine. That's a simple shot in the Gemara in Pesukos. Two, on the contrary, the Chasinuch has to essentially make three types of dam. For the Chasinuch, there's dam besulin, which is completely mifkat pakin, and then there is dam shiyotse rakal yidei malicha, and so on, and that's mivla bala, and then there's the regular circulatory blood, which goes through the veins, which is also mifkat pakin enough, quite enough. Just for this halacha. But the point is that for Rashi, one could say, according to this perspective, if you need pocket to be up here, but that's why the regular blood is not sufficiently pocket to be up here. It really is more mivla bala. The other possibility to distinguish between ochel and not is say, you have to explain the havamin of chilazon, but aside from that, I think there's no other gemara that explicitly establishes disha outside of ochel. I think, if anybody can recall one. You'll let me know. I think it's very, very important. Then, of course, the other question is, I must say again that the tchelas of the chilazon, it isn't ochel, but it's a mashka which has use, as opposed to, that's the other possibility, as opposed to dam. It's something that's, you anticipate, again, much in the same way that we explained it according to the Mitzvah and the Rambam, why chilazon might be different even though it has or, etc. You might say something similar for Rashi as well. Maybe the cutoff point is not ochlim, but the cutoff point is a mashke, mashke or an ochel, which you anticipate and which is the dominant and defining characteristic once it's accessed. Okay. The other question, of course, is why the Rambam doesn't think that Netilas Neshama includes Kabbalah. Birchas Chinuch thinks that in principle he should, but he admits that there are all sorts of discrepancies in the Gemaras about it. Again, according to what I was suggesting, it's either eclipsed by it in a Kabbalah of Rabbamine type way, or once it's Nisa, there's no. Again, I don't think there's any evidence that once as a dead animal or person that you'll ever have dash against the Kasinuch, or, as I said the other day, that in the case of Netilas Neshama, the Chetza is the body which is left over, not the dam which comes out of it, and that's the difference. Okay. What needs to be investigated in Halakha Maisa are several issues, some of which I'll get to in Borer now, but they need really a lot of discussion. Opening up nuts, the shell of the nuts, bananas, oranges, all sorts of peelings of skins and of course, encasements. And that's a huge discussion in the poskim, both from a dosh point of view and from a borer point of view. If you take the view that pocket biyakir is a reason why there's no dosh, so that would explain some of these cases. Some cases, you have the object is really pocket beyond here inside, and that's just like opening up the bottle cap and pouring out the liquid, and that's not really considered dosh because there's no sufficient transformative or creative or even mice of stature, and that would explain some of the cases, of course. If we see that factor as being more of a reason to say dosh, like the casino does. And obviously that's not going to help us very much. The other possibility in some cases is that if you have edible peels, so of course it's ochel, the ifras, Although that's an interesting question too, whether a radically different type of ochel, like tuminin, would that be dush? The Rishonim in the sugya that we discussed about A's, the Lechelba and the Kedera, Pashas and the Gemara really, sounds like any ochel de Efras would not be dush, even if it is quite radically different. Talking about Basor and Cholav even, right? In the case of Cholav Mitocha A's, the same thing would be true here. So in the case that some of the peels are edible, then the question is, are they, b'dyevet edible, or do people really eat them? The Mechassidov says that's why, in his view, kolev, kipas, betzalin, and other such things are not really dosh, because they're really edible. But again, they can be eaten. That's an issue in kotesh, too. It can be eaten. Ani ocha pito belit tisha. So does that eliminate dash? According to some Rishonim, yes. According to other Rishonim, no. And the definition of psoles and ochel rearing its head again, how halachic is it? How absolute is it? How subjective is it? Comparing that to borer, that becomes an important issue. In some cases, our peel has an edible part and an inedible part. Let's say an orange peel or a banana peel. I don't want to get too practical here, but you can eat usually the inside of the peel. And in some parts of the world, that's considered actually the real delicacy of the fruit. The inside of the orange is supposedly very healthy. They still consider it healthy? They do. Yeah. I mean, they change their minds about these things quite often. But the last I heard also, it's considered to be, very therapeutic. Okay. So so if you have a peel which has an edible, and an inedible part, that's also interesting, especially if the outer part is the inedible part. So you might, on the one hand, you might say, well, that's, vis-a-vis the fruit or the orange, whatever it is, that's on the inside, so that might solve the problem. On the other hand, you might also ask whether that isn't a kind of a disha too, because you're exposing the inner part, which is edible. But here, of course, that would seem not to be dush, because you haven't broken any chibur. You haven't really, you've accessed the inside by without separating it from the outside. So that's another issue. The other possibility is whether or not achila miyad is a hetzer in these cases. And that we'll get back to in just a couple of minutes when we speak about borer. I mean, the model of ochel la'alter, does that apply only to borer, or that extend also to dash? So there are Rishonim who extend it to tochein, to dash. Again, the Rach appears to extend it to dash. That's the Pikus case in Beitza, I told you to look at. And also Melilos, also here on the Ein Dalad on a base, line to the Kanano. It seems to me that even in dash, you have this idea of Okel La'alter. And the Rajba and the Tshuva applies it even to Tochein. We'll investigate it in a couple of minutes. We'll speak about it more fully. But that's how some of the posts can also explain that you can, remove peels and the casing of nuts and so on this basis. Now again, if the basis is a pocket biakir, so then you would really have to be completely pocket biakir inside. The other question I wanted to mention is that Noam, he's not going to see him here at the moment, raised a question for me the other day. In terms of the Ramban of Tzadi Heyom and Aleph, again, the difference between Disha B'Pri Yatzmo and B'Davar Shetamun B'Tocha Pri, what exactly is Davar Shetamun B'Tocha Pri? Would it only be things like, he asked me, I think correctly, Zaysin, Zaysin, the Anavim, the Yayin, and the Shemen, which literally, considered pocket, Mitkat pocket? Or, what about squeezing out, juice? Right? So again, it's not visible. It's not a question of, mural eye and then physically separating it. But it's also not, you wouldn't say that it's a pocket viakir inside, which again, what Minasinuk was talking about. It's hard to know in Rabban where to draw the line as well. Okay. In general, the status of fruit juices, as I mentioned, depends on whether there is anything unique about an oven and zasim and tutum and rimonim, and the question of bosar and the question of shar peros, and that's a huge discussion. Disha le'ibud, we also noted, is a big machlokas on Rishonim. In Rishonim itself, one could argue that there are only two shittos, and that's whether Dishul Iblud is the regular Malacha and Tzuch and the Gufa, the Kalkel, or it's really part of the Shem Malacha. Although, if it is part of the Shem Malacha, there is the formulation of Bali Kosas Ayin Gimel and Beis, which is that otherwise it's Shalok Derech, whereas the Ramban says that it's Ina Disha Klal, makes it clear, and Ksubis, that it's about accessing the Okel. And you don't access an Okel when you do it in such a way that it's Halakha Ibud. So there might be two formulations, even if it is fundamental to the definition and escapes the Machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Achronim, I said in their Diyuk of the Ran, tried to say that there are three shittos, and that is this idea about Malach Shere Tzuicha Legufa in Mefarik being different than in Dash, and again, whether that's only Mefarik and Dash, or whether that's in general about Avos and Tolos. Then the other thing to look at, I think I also mentioned, is the role of Shinui in Disha. It's very expansive in Disha and in Borer. You find that the role of Shinui as a Matir is very expansive. The question is whether these manifestations are unique to the Shem Malacha. Again, is that a way of saying that when it comes to Disha and Borer, the Tzura is more important in one way than the result, or than the mice of the substance, but the way that you do it, the method, is very important. That's part of what Disha and Borer, or Disha or Borer, or Borer or Disha is about. Or is it some more general issue? So again, we have an Ayin Gimel Beis saying there are Prika Bekach, and according to Rashi, Ka'olah Kadeira and Kufman Halid, Kufchav Ches, the city of Molel, Beitza Yud Gimel, Kilo, Kolech. So that needs to be looked at. I say, so does Borer need to be looked at in that line. Adisha B'yantaf is a Machlokas Rishonim, as we discussed. The implications of that, the definitions of Ochal and Mashke, and Ochal and Psoles. We also discussed what kind of definition that is, but that will be very, very, very important, as I say, also in comparing Disha and Borer, because here too, what is an Ochal and what is a Psoles is important, and if we distinguish between the issues in Disha and in Borer, basically we need to look at Borer, Disha, and Kol Torah Kula. In other words, what is the universal definition of Ochel and Psoles in other things, in other areas, outside of the Shabbos? And that needs to be compared to both Disha and Borer, which need to be compared to each other. Especially, Shnei Ochelin. In Borer, there's a lot of evidence, as we'll see, that that Ochel and Psoles is much more flexible as a definition than it is in Dosh. As we pointed out, Eiz, even if it's Omit L'Shchita, even on Yom Tov, is different than challah. Certainly different meaning. Right? Not only different meaning, but baso b'challah, it can be put together. So it's radically different. Where do you draw the line in Disha? Where do you draw the line in Borer? In Borer, it seems like if you have a regular, two Oakland, then they're different. Now, the difference could be because the role of Ochel and Psoles is different in each case. The nature of the Malacha is different. There could be another reason why the definition of Ochel and Psoles and Borer might be more expansive than Disha. That is because in the case of Disha, you start off with a more organic connection. So that organic connection, which of course is what Dash is all about, is breaking or removing that connection, neutralizing that connection. But because you start off with that connection, so the tziruf between, this ochel and that ochel, can make it ochla de ifras. Whereas in Borer, you're basically talking about two different things that are bitarobes, and because that's true, they have no physical or organic connection. What?
Sure.
I guess so. Do I get to call on you? What's your name?
It's Ikoizmi. I'm trying to figure out which year I'm going to
okay. I'll tell you who to speak to afterwards. Okay. So basically the point is that in Disha there is this organic connection, there is a mitzare, and the question now is a certain irony in Disha. I mean, that's what it's all about. So the one, you have this organic connection. Disha is all about breaking the organic connection. But because of that, the question of the degree of discrepancy and dissonance, you know, that's what it's all about. For better or for worse, that's what it's all about. And in Borer, it's about filtering or separating, and we'll get to Borer in just a second in more detail. Because of that, we should not be shocked if the definition of Ochel and Psola is going to be different between Disha and Borer. More expansive, less expansive, likely to be more expansive in Borer and more limited in... but in any case, the question of, for example, Isura de Raviyale, or Isura as opposed to physical differences to begin with, is something to raise in Borer too. We had it very prominently in Disha. And you can have the cases in both, let's say, Ochel be Ochel, but different meaning. Right, in Borer, according to most poskim, there's going to be a Borer problem. In Dash, it's Ochel Deifras. What about the other direction? You have, you know, Min Echad, let's say, but Gedolim and Ketanim. Or on the same direction, say Gedolim and Ketanim. Right? So, or Yafa and Garua. Is that considered two Minim? In Dash, certainly not. In Borer, maybe. Big, huge Machlokas, Yerushalmi, Amoroim, Yerushalmi, and then Machlokas and Poskim, Arapaskim. Big, big discussion. But also the other direction. Again, Macholos Asuros. So at least according to some Rishonim, whenever it's Macholos Asuros and Issa Shchita, you know, either because it isn't Issa Duraviyale, but defines the object for the day. Or if it is Yisudra VLA, but fine. Maybe even then, the fact that it's Asur is important. Right? So according to some Rishonim, that's no longer Okha de Ifras. But what about in Borer? Let's say you have Osomin, right? And objectively it's you know, same size, or we don't care about Gedolim Ketanim, we don't care about Yafa and Ra. So what about Macholos Asuros? What would happen then? So the Nechasinuch speaks about it in the context of Borer. He says, Isur de Raviyala. He says, you know, it's the same sugya as in Dash. But I have my doubts. The same. You could say Kal v'chomer. If we're more expansive in, if even in, well, let's say he said the other. He says, since in Dash, Isur de Raviyala is not going to, create a discrepancy between the you know, the psolas and the Ochel, it's not going to create psolas and Ochel, so it's not going to create it in Borer either. And then he says, that poskim will speak about this. He says, in some of them, I think like Taz is upset with, or the Magen Avraham, he says, I don't know why they don't, when they talk about this issue, why they don't quote Dash. So I thought, reading that, that, you know, for good reason. Number one, one could argue, and even if one concludes that the Isur de Raviyale applies to Dash as well as, sorry, to Borer as well as to Dash, it's still very, very possible that you don't want to quote to Dash, because it's understood that the definition of Ochel and Psolas in Dash is different than Borer to begin with. If you want to say the Apal Pichein, there are still some cases which are considered only Ochel v'Ochel, fine. But the point is that they might be radically different. Okay. Check in. Yeah. Okay. So these are things to look out for. Okay. Let's move on to Boer. Shlomo, you want to read the... tomorrow for us? Okay, so of course this is enigmatic, as the Gemara is going to say. You just don't understand what it means. The first thing to note, though, is Mine Ochel. And there's some question of the Girsa here, namely, Shlomo. What's the question? Mine Ochlin, or is it Ochlel, and does it mean Mine Ochlin from each other, or Mine Ochlin that you're trying to get from Solas? Again, this is the question, whether or not the principle of Boer applies within Ochlin. Ochlin you're interested in, Ochlin you're not interested in, or better Ochlin and worse Ochlin, whether it's objective or subjective, or maybe it would only apply to Ochlim Solas. And then the Mine Ochlin here, you don't have that Girsa, or the point is it's Mine Ochlin that you're talking about within Solas. And Rishalmi explicitly talks about this question. And most Rishonim think, and most Poskim think, that Ochel Mitoch Acher, they're not interested in, is the equivalent of Ochel Mitoch Psolas, as Tosis puts it, but it's not 100% clear. Okay, this relates a little bit to what we just said a moment ago about the connection between Disha and Borer. Okay. So that needs to be looked at. Go ahead. Borer v'ochel borer v'niach lo yivar v'biru chayiv chat. This is my call. Mark, go ahead. Okay, so let's first just run through the Gemara and identify some of the factors that may or may not play a role in Borer, and then we'll see if we can analyze. So the first factor is Bo Bayom. What would you say about Bo Bayom just off the top of your head? Kind of, does it matter whether it's Bo Bayom or not?
At least it shows you're not using the store.
Okay. So at minimum, the easiest thing to say about Bo Bayom, 100% agree, is that it's a rejection of Borer La'otzar. If you think that La'otzar is a precondition in the Shei Malacha of Borer, maybe that it's a long-term Malacha, then Borer L'Bobayom seems to escape that. Of course, it's still an assumption that Bobayom isn't enough of an Otsar. Maybe Otsar L'Yom is also something. Okay. Go ahead. Maskel or Kuzma? So this is a strange, especially if we interpret it the way we just did, that it's an issue of La'otzar, because no issue of Bishol La'otzar, presumably. Right? There just says an Isur Bishol. The difference is in Borer, it's only La'otzar that's Asur, and in Bishol, the Maisa is Asur, or the Yitziras, Davar Mavushal is Asur. So, it's hard to know what's going on here. It would be better if we said that even though logically it would be better to say what you said, which is that Bava Yom negates the Otsar, but in terms of the continuation of the Gemara, it would have been better to say that Bo Bayom has some other definition or some other factor involved. Well, what other factor could it be? Yeah. If you say that, you know, it's anything with Bo Bayom, it's kind of like almost like a heter ochel nefesh, for Shabbos idea, which is strange, because, it isn't so. But anything Bo Bayom is considered derech achila, not derech malacha. I don't really mean heter ochel nefesh. I mean, it's not considered, since Bo Bayom, you don't view it as the malacha, you view it as an act of tikkun ochlim or the pre-stage of an act of achila. Okay, so then we could say, well, if that really is true, then it should be true across the board, and it should be reflected in things like Bishul too. And it isn't. So that would work better in the continuation of the Gemara, although I think it's strange half of me. It's hard to know, weighing, which one is better in the reading of the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. We'll go back to these in a moment. Ellen Rob Kinsna. Okay, so we've already discussed the general question of Shiurim and Shabbos, right? And we've noted that, A, how does this stack up with Katzi Shiur also in the Torah? Is it the same, like some Rishonim say, Rashi and some others? Is it more critical and therefore prati here, even if it's klali in general? Or Dafka Melech Machshavas Asur Torah is a reason to say that Chatzis Shiur is not Asur Minat Torah, that rule doesn't apply here. Okay. So that we discussed at some length, make sure you know that. Either way, in terms of Borer specifically, the Gemara, it's interesting that the Gemara applies it here. It sounds like Chatzis Shiur, in addition to everything else, is connected to Borer. Because even if other malachos would be considered a malacha, but Papas Mikashir, it sounds like Borer specifically would not. It sounds like how much your Borer may determine how we perceive the act, whether we really see it, Alfi Din, is Borer or not. So we'll get back to that too. What's also interesting, of course, is the next line, right? Meaning, what's interesting about it is, didn't the Gemara already know from the previous citation that we should be comparing to Bishul? So we'll see in a second, that's 2 days in the Ramban. And this line in the Gemara, this effort, this alternative that the Gemara is suggesting, after the first one failed, or just, you know, that's throwing out different possibilities, independent, could have been a different order too. If it's the first, meaning we already know that the first one failed because of the connection to Ofa, and yet we're formulating Pachas Mikashir, even though we know that, you know, that Ofa, you know, might be thrown at us. Apparently, the role of Bobayom and the role of Chatzishir is different in the Havamina. Whatever it was that these are going to accomplish, apparently, apparently there's a difference between them, such that the Gemara thought that, well, you know, Boer is different than Ofa. So, you know, when it comes to Bobayom, it's the same kind of halacha. That's, that we accept. But Chatzishir is not a problem in Ofa and Boer in the same way. That's what you have to say. If indeed, we'll read it inside in a minute, if you take the first view of the Ramban, which is that they knew, or the second view, which is which, they already knew the answer to the previous suggestion, and yet they propose Pachas Mikashi. Go ahead. Hello, Rabbi Yosef. Okay, so now the Gemara has the factor of the Tzura of the Boer. Right? Namely, you do with a Kli, the right Kli, or Biyah. Again, it's hard to know whether this has to do with L'Otsar, this has to do with Derech Achila, maybe it has to do with Shinui. We'll discuss each one. Go ahead. Mask of Rav Amruna. Okay. So what do you make of this distinction? Okom Solas?
Could be just Shinui.
Could be Shinui, 100%. Or Tircha, which we'll get to in a second.
Or it could be the Tzura of Borer is Tzura.
Yeah. Or it could be the nature of Borer is that it's Okom mitop Psol, it's Psolus mitop Okom, not Okom mitop Psol. That would be very important if it's true. Maybe the Tchmina will be how flexible this is. We should know, we'll analyze it more fully in a minute. But the Gemara later on, Shlomo, which Gemara? Kuf Lamed Ches, Warren Tolin, seems to say, that's what Tulsus asks, Rav Rishon. The Gemara there seems to say that Borer, Ochel, Mito, Psolas is Borer. Yeah, we're talking about Mishan there. Right, that's what Tulsus and Rav Rishon ask. This Gemara seems to say that Borer, Derech Borer is Psolas. Okay. The Gemara later on, seems to say that it's Borer, Ochel, Mitok Psolas, that too is Derech Borer, which is Asa. That seems to be a stira between these two Gemaras. Okay. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, but either way, this distinction could be Kederech, could be Tircha, could be something much more vague. We'll analyze it. Alright, that's the plot. Okay. So now the Gemara comes up to another distinction. It almost goes back to where it started, but with an important change. It goes back to where it started, that the issue is one of timing. When are you interested in this? And however, instead of Bobayom, it is La'alva. So the question we have to ask is that, you know, is it the same distinction as earlier, just that we've refined it in terms of time? Or it's a completely different concept than earlier. Are there qualitative differences between the heter of Bor La'alter and the heter of Bor La'bobayom in the Hava Min of the Gemara? That would be something to look for. Are there any Nafa V'Kibra, Psalus Mitok Ochel, things like that? Okay. That's something to look for. Additional question, is La'alter, again, here the Gemara did not ask the question, and if you're Mevasher La'alter, is that okay? Why didn't they ask that? Because there is no Bishul out there. Not sure that's 100% true or not. I think I mentioned it in the past, right? Kuyas ha'aspanim, whatever it is, Alim, hadachasan zuhi gemar malachton, the Gemara says. So some poskim say that that means, the Labush and others say that it means makab apatish. But Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, mainstream Rishonim say that Kuyas ha'aspanim, whatever it is Kalim, that, you know, it is immediate. Hadachasan zuhi malachton means bishul. So how come the Gemara didn't chime in here and say, well, you know, is Bishul Mutalei out there? That's an interesting question. Did the Gemara change its mind in the context of Borel Alter, what it is? Not sure. It's a question at least has. Let's continue. The other question, of course, is whether or not this Hetzer of Alter, as I just mentioned in the context of Bisha, does it apply outside of Borer at all? It's two sides of the same question. It clearly doesn't apply to Bishul. Does it apply to Zored? Does it apply to Borer? Does it apply to Disha? Sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Amar Rabbanan.
Amar Rabbanan Kaveh the Rabba. Amar Rabbanan Shabir Amar Rabbanan Shemim. Amar Rabbanan Shemim open the ear of the Akav. Ashi was the Pater of the Ear.
Yeah. Here it seems even clearer, right, that Shnei Minei Ochel would be Ochel Upsol, or maybe you don't need Ochel Upsol, but the point is that Borer applies to Shnei Minei Ochel. Okay. Okay. Yasa Rabdimi?
Yasa Rabdimi, Amar Shabtu Rabdimi, Abba Eidi Klo, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yas, Yishai Kalei, Abba Eidi Klo, Yadani, Yishai Kalei, 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 Yishai.
Yeah, and of course, this is the basis for one of the mechanisms that we do to get out of the borer problem sometimes, and that is, you know, this wrist movement of separating the tarovas. Okay, go ahead. So we're not going to demonstrate this exactly what it is. There's a huge machlokes to show what exactly it means. For our purposes at the moment, but what's important about this line? So, what's it going to be a gateway to? No, we're not going to be able to do this today, but what should be done with this line? You have to know exactly what's going on here, because not so much the physical part, but unless that's important to understanding the conceptual part, but why is this an important line in the Gemara? Yeah, because again, like Ochlin to Ochlin, this Gemara could be very crucial to defining what is Ochlin and what is Psalas. It appears in this Gemara, this is according to some Rishonim's reading of the Gemara, that what is the ultimate objective, which is Ochel, is nonetheless viewed temporarily as psolus, because until you separate it, the objective is for this, for the tumasin. But until you separate them, right, when they're in the environment of the mayim shlukim or whatever it is, so they are nimoach and they're mu'usim, right. So at the moment, it's a temporary psolus mitoch ochel, even though you're interested in this objective. So this becomes a very, exactly what it is, we're showing about different views, becomes important in objective, subjective, temporary, long-term, the question of what is Borer, what is Ochel, what is Psalms. Okay. Correct? Good. Okay. The other thing we should just read very, very quickly is the Gemara later on. The Tolkien Gemara, that line you can skip because we didn't do any Tolkien yet. Okay, you can skip this thing. The line about the Sheva Chataos. Where is it? Haiman de Avot Kavita, Kahan of Arava. Haiman de Avot Kavita, Chai Mishu Sheva Chataos. Right? Why is that important? It's not important per se, but it's important. Why is it important, Shlomo? We've seen it in the past already. By the way, most of the Gemaras we've seen not all, but we see most of the Gemaras through Ayin Hei Beis and through Habona, and some of the Gemaras have already been signed. Just make sure you go through all the Gemaras that we've done. We've just done them out of order according to topics, but and we'll fill in June. It's a sham. The rest of these Gemaras and the Habona Gemaras, sure. Why is this important? Not this? Sorry? Yeah, according to Rashi, it's important, or anybody who has Borer listed as one of the Sheva Chatos, because until now in the Gemara, Borer is limited to cases of Ocha. You can read Rashi quickly, Matis? Sheva Chatos, whatever it is. I gave him some love. Tochen Aragavim, Shocha Kan Hadeik, that's Tochen. Uborer Hatsoros, go ahead. Yeah, that's all I care about for the moment. So basically, or Markida Menocha, so meaning Merakade and Borer can exist outside of the world of Achila. The Poskim who say this quote this Rashi, Mechaschinoch, the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch. Now, once that's true, so where do you draw the line? And of course, this becomes a huge issue. Begadim. Kalim, Svarim, right? Is there Borer and all those things? Halacha Maisa, big issue. If there is Borer in all of these things, Kalim, Malbushim, Svarim, building equipment. So two questions to ask. Number one, do all the same criteria apply? La'alter, all these distinctions, Bobayom, Solas Mitoka Okon Boko Mitok Solas, especially La'alter, Biyad, would they apply also to Kalim and Mabushim and Svarim? Or why not? So if it's all about La'otsar and it's all about Derech Borer, assuming that Derech Borer is the same in different items, which may be may not be, but let's assume for a moment that it is. So then whatever we say about Ochel, we should say about Kalim of all sorts as well. However, if part of the factor is what? Trauma. Is Achila, right? So then it's very questionable whether or not that's going to, let's say, La'alter. Let's say it's about really about Achila or Ocha Mitoch Psolis. Let's say it's about Achila, if it is. Even the Bobayom, if it's about Achila, so, you know, one should devour one's books, you know, especially, you know, knowledge of Torah, but that's not Achila. And certainly that's not, certainly when it comes to matters of Binyan, this would be completely irrelevant, right? So it's interesting, the Michas Chinuch says, well, you know, you have the equivalent Hishtamshus. That might be true. Definitely could be true. He likes it for Kalim, for, you know, Malbushim and Kalim. He doesn't like it for Binyan. Because he says, for Binyan, there's no law out there. You're going to build it immediately, but so what? I mean, what does that make it? So if you're building it immediately, so what? I guess Bona is not an antidote to Borer. Unless you say because it's something else, it isn't Borer.
Right?
Sorry?
Ooh.
So then it would be Mutter, but I don't know what, but it would still be, it'd still be Bona. I still know whether Bona is an antidote. That's what I was saying before. If the fact is that it's something else, and therefore it's not Borer, like Borer like is like a mock of a, I don't really mean like a makapad in that sense, but you know, Bora can't exist, it can only exist in a vacuum, let's say. If it's something else, it's not Bora. In that sense, like makapadish. So then, I would say even Issa Derevia, maybe. But if not, if you want to say because that's Asur, so then we could say what a prime says. The last second, he's, you know, he just can't wait to build that little chicken coop or whatever it is that he wants to build, or the kavis. And you know, he just jumps the gun by a couple of minutes. So right before Ben Hashmashes. Okay, maybe. If the point is more that it's, you know, it's not that Borer has to exist in a vacuum, but that Ochel or Hishtamshus is not Borer. So then I don't know whether I would say that the Bona cannot be Borer. I don't know, maybe. And then it wouldn't matter whether it's before or after. But it's a good point. Okay. In any case, the Inuch Hasiduch himself says La'alter is fine and good, it's terrific for Malbushim and Svarim, it's fine, but in all the Hishtamshus, basically, but he doesn't like it for me. He doesn't bring any riot for it, but that's his own view. In theory, one could say also in Binyan. In theory, one could also not say it in anything but Achila. Maybe it's really a special din in Achila. There's another question, too, about applying a Borer outside of Achila. That question is as follows. The Or Sameach has this line, but I think, you know, even before the Or Sameach, I think it's built in. There's a question, in general, in Borer, you know, about the relationship between Min Domino and Min Shein Domino. Min She'en Abagino, so you talk about different Ochlim, so that's, you know, pretty much everybody agrees that's going to be Borer. Min Domino, Dorim, Ktanim, you know, Yafim, Gruim, that's a big machok. Sorry, as I mentioned, Shalmi, the Shonim, the Poskim, and so on. So the general trend seems to be, and then the question is, how do you define min domino? Right? Again, in physical terms, in subjective terms, in halachic terms, right? It's the same way that you define it in, I don't know, in Yoredeo? Or you know, how do you define it? Okay. But generally that seems to be the trend. So the Taz, I think, makes the Hara. Taz says, I'm not so sure if this is correct. I think in Shimon Shinakovsky Cotton Base, maybe. Not sure. But one of those. I think the Taz says, I'm not so sure that this whole approach is correct. Namely, that the more that it's Shnei Minim, the more it's likely to be Borer, the more it's Minachod, so there's no. What's the idea behind that? Ochel Psolas, right? So Ochel Psolas, it's got to be Shnei Minim. If it's Ochel, it's Min, maybe not. The truth is that even from an Ochel Psolas point of view, I think that one could argue that, you know, maybe the more you have one min, the more you have a Borer. Because, you know, otherwise it's apples and oranges. Maybe. Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second. Partially it depends on the nature of Borer, right? It's Borer about Hafrada, which we'll get to in more detail in just a minute. Being Mafrid, or is Borer about being Metake, right? Or at least about to being misalek psul or mitaken, being machshir. Anything about just being mafrid. So then, certainly shnei minim, as opposed to binechad, is going to be the more classical, obvious case of boner. But if the point is about a tikkun, and you know, it's about hechsher or hafgas, a psul, and so on, so then again, I'm not sure the relationship between min, you know, within a min and between two minim, I think it could go either way. Right. As we've discussed many times, we find in different areas of halacha, you know, there's greater competition within a min, you know, there's greater compatibility, and there's greater competition too. But I think what Taz has in mind may be something else. Certainly what the Arsameach has in mind is something else. And that is that in order to qualify as Borer, it's quite possible that you need a Tarovas. That's why when he threw up the things and they all spread, there's no Borer, because there's no Tarovas. Right, then there's no Borer, period. But the point is, let's say you have something that is easily identifiable, or things where there's no chalos tarovas, because they're just so disjointed one from the other, they're so distinctive. So you have separation. Or maybe it depends again on the nature of Borer. But one could certainly argue that you need a significant tarovas in order to talk about borer, certainly as any kind of transformative action. Right? You had a tarobes, and now you have separate piles. But if you had separate items, just, you know, mu'ravin, but not in a real tarobes, I might argue that there's no brera, there's no borer, there's no hafrada. It's mufrad biomein, basically, the panacha. So I think the panacha has this line, and other chorus. They say some of the things, you know, and that's not nikan the tarobes. Food is nikan the tarobes. Min devino and min shem devino. And that's in the nature of what food is. Biyavish biyavish, as well as balach. But are svarim nitan l'taroves? Are clothes nitan l'taroves? Right, that would solve, that's a big kiddush, but a very reasonable kiddush also, would solve a lot of those problems. Okay, so that's an issue to think about and to come back to. Is or chalos taroves? A, B, from the perspective of ochel and psoles, can you be two different min domino, min sheino domino, that issue, as well as the question of the nature of borer. Okay, let's go back now and analyze each of these separately. Number one, to qualify for borer, you need to qualify for a heter in borer. Do you need a combination of factors, or it's one theme that would be matzah? And what would that theme be? It should be noted that the Rambam, and earlier Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gonim, right, when they speak about Borer, Heter Borer, right, they emphasize the combination. Lemaisa may certainly be true. The question is whether conceptually it's a combination of things that is matir, or the point is that there's a particular matir, it's not a combination, but the context has to be right for that single factor, whatever it is, to be effective, to be there. Let's say it's achila. Right. So there are many things that will determine that this isn't achila, it's borer. Right. Everything has to be perfect to take a borer and to turn it into an achila. But it's not the combination, it's not, oh, in order to be borer, you have to have all of the following, or two or three of, or one of three of the following, whatever it is. A kli, a time delay, psoles min ochel, ochel min psoles. It's not the number of factors. The issue is more to figure out whether or not the conditions are right to have this exception to borer. That's point number one to look out for. Certainly the factor of l'alter or ochel mitoch psoles under the right conditions might be a better way to understand the exception. Okay. What are the nature of these factors? Or what are some of the potential ways to neutralize borer? So number one is shinui. Right, if you... And this, again, we have to raise the same question we asked about Dosh, especially in the Sugis and Beitza, right, where the Borer cases there seem to be very, very much subject to the question of Shinui. So this is the general rule of Kalacha Yad and Shinui in Malachos, or Borer is particularly sensitive to Shinui, as is Dosh, but maybe even more so Borer. Let's say it this way. The less objective the malacha or the tzuras ha-malacha, the more it depends on context and kavana, the subjective factors, so the more shinui is going to wreak havoc with it. It has to look a certain way, it has to be in a certain context. If you have, you know, very concrete, clear-cut definition, say zriya. So whatever it is, we know what it is. Tochein, you know what it is, pretty much. I mean, there might be some subjectivity in tochein in the sense that, you know, when does cutting things into fine little pieces transform it? It isn't just cutting it down to size, but the transformation through cutting. So when do you view it that way? That's a subjective element. But we understand exactly what tochein what tochein is. We know what bishul is. That there are objective ways to measure these things. Borer, especially if we're talking about minei ochlin, what's ochel, what's psolas, you know, it's already on the border of eating to begin with. But that's why it's so challenging, borer on Shabbos. You know, there's your you know, your cantaloupe or your watermelon or whatever it is, and you know, you have to, you know, figure out how you're going to eat it on Shabbos. On Chol, you just eat it. So the point is, it's on the board. It's not like you. That's not true in Dosh, right? It's not true in Bishul. These are things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos that you're allowed to do on Chol, but you know, it's not part of the Achilah product. Borer is something that you would usually, or many times, view as being competitive with actual Achilah. Okay. And Dosh is true to a limited extent, more limited extent. But at least it's more of a preparatory Tikkun HaOchel stage in Dosh than it is in Borer, precisely because it's Mechubar. So, one question is Shinui then. And whether this is a general halachan halacha Shabbos or specific to Borer for this reason. The second is, are there ways that would be mafkia the conditions to be mechayev Borer? And that's particularly true, I don't mean Shinui, Surah, I mean the more definitional things in the Shem Halacha. If we say that Borer la'otzer is the mechayev. But it may be true for Borer even if it's not la'otzer. The third possibility to neutralize it would be if we say, what I mentioned a few minutes ago, that Borer, because of this, you know, tentative status that it has, only exists in a vacuum. You give it another definition, it's never Borer. In that sense, like Makom Patish. Now that could be true generally. We tested a little bit with Bona. Or it just might be specifically linked to Achiva or Shamshis. Okay. And if it is connected with Achiva and Shamshis, is that again the sensitivity of Borer or a more general hand? Now when the Gemara proposes several heterim, so the Gemara has Bobayom, Chatsi Shir, Biyad, La'alter, Ochum and Apsoles. It's conceivable that these different factors, five different factors, operate differently. They don't all have to work. They're not all about Shinui necessarily. They're not all about taking what looks like Borer and making it into Ochel. They're not all necessarily about neutralizing La'otzer. So we need to look at each one separately. We need to look at each factor as Aramina, what might it be based on? And then, even if it's rejected, we need to see whether or not the theme has been rejected or just the application has been rejected. In other words, whatever it is about Bobayom, whatever it is about Chatzishir, whatever it is about Biyad, and Miyad, that makes it not Borer, and the Gemara ultimately rejects that, is there still some conceptual truth? Basically, the application falls short, but the concept remains, in which case, is it possible to rehabilitate that p'tur in a different way? I keep talking about the p'tur, etc. I'm not out to be matzer or borers. I'm just using that expression to highlight what the nature of Isur Borer is. I have nothing particularly against Borer more than any other malach. I actually like it very much. But when I'm talking about neutralizing it, I'm talking about because that's the, unlike some of the other cases in the Gemara, normally you have malachos. Then the Gemara discusses them. And in the case of Borer, the whole discussion in the Gemara is, you know, what are the circumstances of Heter? So that's, just so you should understand where I'm coming from. Okay. Okay, so let's start with each factor. Not necessarily in order. We'll start with Chatzishir first. So, If we take the perspective that you need borer of the otsar, I think we'd have to say that the quantity reflects on that issue. I should just add one other thing. This theme that borer la otsar might be that la otsar part might be part of shem alacha borer is something which we could illustrate through the Ramban. Ramban is Kershal Tauram Melachas Avoda, as we discussed, and the Ramban in his discussion in Mochamos, in Beitza, Chav Gimel Abedes, talks about which Melachos do and do not have Hetzal Kobepe. So the Ramban develops this idea about Melachos Liyamim Harbe. It discusses then whether Borer and Tochein are including that or not. But basically, this idea that there are Melachos Avoda, which are not melechas lebo bayom, but they're the melachos for the long term. They're, you know, I guess, manufacturing melachos, or long-term melachos, rather than consumer or short-term, you know, this day melachos, as a concept, as a category, is something which the Ramban develops. So if we say that you need borer laotzer, which is the language that the Gemara uses here, sounds like that, at least in one point of the Gemara, right? Mar says, "Bin bira bor yochal alter bor min yochal alter." It's funny. But the baba yom la yibar bin bira nasik kebor la otzar. Even when the Gemara says that you don't need bor la otzar, but that baba yom is asur, the Gemara should have just said, "Because you don't need bor la otzar." But from a literary point of view, the language of the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says bor la baba yom. That's bor la otzar too. Sounds like the Gemara is, even at that point, retaining the idea that the Mechayev is Borel Otsar. What we're trying to say with Ramban is, could that be part of the Shem Malacha which makes it vulnerable to these Heterim? Namely, that it's a, by definition, it's a producer, long-term type of Malacha. In any case, we might say that Chatzi Shir, or Pakos Mikashir, is by definition not Borel Otsar. Right? If you do such a little amount, that's not a manufacturing process. Okay. I'm not saying borer is manufacturing, but I mean, that's not only yamim rabim type of malacha. Okay. The other possibility is that the problem is one of shinui. That makes sense in Chatzi Shir as well. This is not that people don't do borer such a small quantities. Nothing to do with it being laotzar. But it's just not derecha borer v'kach. Then, of course, there's the language of Bali Tosis, Yoshua. What is it supposed to say?
He said that it was, that
Yeah. Tosis says that it's Lav Derech Achila the Kach. You have a line? Go ahead, read it. And it is Derech Achila. It's not Derech Borer because it's Derech Achila. So that Tosis introduces the possibility that, that's what's going on here. The interesting thing is, would Chatzi Shir, would Pakos Mikashir be Mutter at this point in the Gemara, even with an instrument? Even Benatha, Kavara. So the Ritva says that when the Gemara thought that Pakos Mikashir, the Gemara thought that it could work also of the Kli, as long as it's Bo Bayom. So even Bekli, now Bekli would seem to exclude Tosis' idea that it's Derech Achila, right? But I think the clue is clear in Ritva, only if it's Lebo Bayom, as will extend from Pakos Mikashir to Kli, but only if it's Bo Bayom, which means, Alan?
It means he's still focused on that it not be
Laotza. Yeah, exactly. So according to the Ritva, that combination would point to the perspective, not a lack of shinui, not a din in achila, but it's not borer li'otza. Connected closely to this, it's hard to analyze it, is the 2 days of the Ramban that I mentioned before. And that is, does the Gemara, when it makes a suggestion, already know the previous Gemara? Namely, that the Gemara rejected Bo Bayom because of the comparison to Bishul. Gemara says, what are you talking about, Bishul? Even if it's Bo Bayom. Right? And yet the Gemara says, Chatzishir, even though they know that Chatzishir is also the Bishul, presumably. That's 2 days in the Rabbah. So maybe that would show in the other direction. Maybe that would show that Pachos Mikashir is a din derech achila. Yeah. Not in the text, right?
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with the text. Read the line. Yeah, and they change it to Achilasa.
It's hard to read.
He says Machshir Misakin. Well, Machshir Misakin doesn't bother. That could be as opposed to Lohitzar. It's not storage, it's a you're preparing for later in the day. But it's not Derech Achilah. It might be Tikkun Ochel, but it's not Achilah.
Right, and there's an idea, another
subtle
difference, or more
like Right, I'm not sure. But the fact that it has to be Dakkal Babayom, but it is Mutzar Ayde Kli, is important. Anyways, that doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's the Ritva's reading. The 2 days in the Ramban, as I say, are very important to this as well. The Chiddush Aram, the Maskana, says that if you have an Ochel, which min astam is not Omid La'otzar, by the nature of the Ochel, the print of Chiddush Aram, meaning the Talmud Aram, which works in well with this Ritva, you see in a second. If it's a, not a neutral food, but a food which is, I guess, you know, it's spoil. Sorry? Yurakos. Yeah, Yurakos, exactly. Without refrigeration. I'll tell you later why it's fine. I got a shit. But if you have Yurakos, which are going to spoil. So he says, since for the salmon, not only the oats are, even the bar bobayom would be butter. Because he rehabilitates bobayom. So, what is that about? What it means is, again, bobayom is kibara la oats are. All things being equal. That's the problem. But in Ochanami, if there was a bobayom which wasn't la oats are, then in Ochanami, it wouldn't be the Mechayev is borrowed the Otsar. That's the point. Just like the Havamina was that Pacho, that if you Pacho's Mikashir is not Lotsar. As long as it's a Bo Bayom, even if it's Ayyidei Kli, it's not that it isn't Borer, it is Borer. It's not Lotsar. Just because the food is not sustainable for long term, it doesn't mean that it's not subject to Borer, it's just not subject to Borer Lotsar. So the point is that the Ra'ah, the Kedusha Aram, the Talmud Ra'ah, and the Ritva, which is the Talmud Ra'ah as well, seem to be focusing in on this question of, at least to these Havaminas, but this Ram is even a Maskana. This idea that as long as you neutralize Bor Leotzar, you're going to be in okay shape. So let's move to Bobayom more fully for the moment. Who has Havamina Bobayom? So as we pointed out, Boba Yom could be a din in Achila, like you just said, a Chatzi Shir. I think that's difficult. To explain it that way would be the kind of the equivalent of a Havamina Heter or Chomethesh, but I don't mean literally Heter or Chomethesh. What I mean is Heter Achila, no matter, or the Shemo Chel, no matter what it is. But in being Mapkia, Shemos of Malachos, probably. Not as a Heter like in Yom, though. Let's make that perfectly clear. But that's what Gemara says, well, then it should apply to Bishul too. Right. Strange, because I say it doesn't take away the Shei Malacha and Bishon. So it's hard to understand it as an issue of Achiva. To say that Bo Bayom is about Eino Laotzar is, of course, the most appealing. And in light of the Chidush Aran and Ritva that we just discussed, that works very well. Namely, Bo Bayom is rehabilitated in that Hava Mina according to the Ritva, and even Lahalacha according to the Chidush Aran. So Bo Bayom is, Hava is a regular Bo Bayom, the Davar Shistam Omed Laotzar, or the Davar Shesh Poshir Shalein, is also Alpidin considered to be Laotzar. But Lu Yitzur, you can get a Bo Bayom, which is really a Bo Bayom, even though it's Borer, it would be fine and good. Okay. So the interesting way to test this, which is significant for Bo Bayom and for La'alter, is to analyze the relationship between them. Right? Is when the Gemara thought Bo Bayom was the savior, is it the exact equivalent of La'alter? Efrayim, so what issue comes up in that connection? A, what issue comes up? B, so what would the analysis be? It's still more than one way to analyze the issue.
You already mentioned before that there's no question of immunology and visual.
Okay, good. By the altar, for sure. Not. But there might be another thing, so we'll have to look. Let's hold off on analyzing the altar too much for now, mostly Bo Bayom, but how would you weigh it? Would the Gemara thought Bo Bayom is a heter? Is that did the Gemara think? Just like in the Maskana, the Bo Bayom may be Lotzer. Well, in the Havamina, was Bo Bayom the equivalent of La'alter? That's what I'm asking.
I guess
at
the Shira, Hanano says that La'alter is probably in the Suda.
Okay, but Bo Bayom clearly is in the Shira expanded. We're just asking, is the Havamina of Bo Bayom just an expanded Shira then? But how would you test it? What's going to... What's going to be the litmus test to figure out whether or not the Bo Bayom Heter, which gets rejected in the end, is based on the same principle as the La'alter Heter, which is retained in the end? Ellie, how would you test it? Not foolproof, but at least a good... I'm sorry, again? Okay, I mean, what would happen, for example, if you could pin down, let's say, Ochel to Psolas, Psolas to Ochel, are the things. Good. And what specifically do Rishonim actually pin down? What case? Clearly, methodologically, you're right. You just have to find people to do it now. But it's not like, Malachtenu Nasas Ayyad Achever. We're fortunate that Rishonim didn't announce what they were doing necessarily, but they did the work for us. If we're only industrious enough to capitalize on it. Not to exploit, but to capitalize. Daniel?
Nafa v'kabra l'alter?
Exactly. What is the halakha of Nafa v'kabra l'alter? The halakha. And what is the halakha of Nafa v'kabra l'bo bayom in this point in the Havamina of the Gemara? Who discusses it?
Tosis.
Yeah, Tosis discusses it, and so does Rashi. And so does, well, Rashi discusses part of it. Tosis discusses it, and so does the Ritva. Right? So the way it goes is as follows. Tosis, so read the Tosis quickly, Daniel. Was it the Hatanya?
Hatanya. Here's the quintus that hangs right in the layout. Confession of the Reed, the Lord of the Neil of the Nakhma Kabra, Mash the Dapu of the Yomaster, while the author appeals to the Nakhma Kabra, Shari. The very common debate, so Mash the Nakhma Kabra, less than the Bohemian.
So there seems to be a stira in whether or not Bikli, there's a Heter L'Alter. That in itself is interesting and important. Go ahead. Ah, that's a key line. That's a line which when you look at, you have to question. Right? You have to be very skeptical about. You might conclude it's correct and you might not, but any, you know, Midrabi Yehuda Nishmal or Rabbanan lines that you ever encounter, you should always wonder about. And this is one of them. Is, Tosis is saying, isn't it obvious that the heter of Bo Bayom for Ula is the same as the heter of the Alter Lavaya? Is it obvious?
No.
Not at all, because the altar might be a heter based on an achilo, right? And bovayom, or at least it's not brera, bora, but bovayom may just be a way to eliminate the factor of lootzar. But it's not, doesn't eliminate borer, it's not derech achila, in which case you might say the altar is destroyed by kli, because the altar is about achila. And if you do achila, there's no achila if you're using a kli. How many people, you know, take their sifter with them to the table? Okay, don't answer that. But if we're talking about Lebo Bayom, so he's doing it to Kli. What's the big deal? It's just not Laotzar, that's all. Right? Go ahead, continue. Bim Kane, Shari Lula.
Shari Lula, but not Kabra, he was Bayom.
Yeah?
When I see some debates, I'm also called Papas Lebo Bayom. The other eight prices will help adding the word of the Yah, Papas, and Lula, but not Kabra, price it up recently. But he will also have Papas.
So what's his conclusion?
It's always
Asur. It's always Asur. The Alter is Asur and Bobayom is Asur. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the Balitosis. And what's the Ritva's view?
I thought the Ritva said it.
That Bobayom Bikli would be, according to the Mandamar, Bobayom is mutter, it's mutter even Bikli. But, the altar, Dafka Biyah. So that's exactly against Tosas. Right? Why? For the reason I just said. Because it's only, if it's not about Bobayom is considered like an extended Achila.
Right.
Then you're right. Then Tosis may be right.
Right.
The Tosis could be explained in two ways. If Tosis equates La'alter and Bovayom, it's either because even La'alter is just about Derech Borer. Right? So Bovayom and La'alter have a mean of Bovayom. Maskona La'alter. It's not Derech Borer. But if it's Bikli, it's Derech. It's only if it's Yad plus La'alter that it's not Derech. That's one possibility. Or, the other way, instead of rereading La'alter in light of Bobayom, you could reread Bobayom in light of La'alter. Right? Bobayom is based on Achila, and therefore, how can you have it Bikli? Right? But according to the Ritva, it's the opposite. La'alter is Achila, and Bobayom is Borer, just it's not Lo'otza. That's why the distinction makes perfect sense. And according to Rashi, it might be the opposite, right? La'alter maybe works even Bikli. But we don't know what he says by Bovayom. La'alter may be a heter of Achila, whatever. Bovayom may be the lav derech borer la'otzar, but maybe Bikli. It is derech borer la'otzar. That's what pushes it over the top, even in the Havamina. If it's biyad u'bovayom, that's not la'otzar. It's Bikli, so then that makes it la'otzar. Since the manufacturing technique compensates, overcompensates for the time frame. So the point is, I think you have three possible sheetless here. Either they're equal, like Tosis, and then also for one of two reasons, either read Bobayom in light of La'alter or La'alter in light of Bobayom, or your colleague, La'alter, is affected more by. Again, there's a certain irony in it, because you could say, well, La'alter is obviously a stronger heter. That's the one that makes it Lamaskana. Bobayom doesn't exist Lamaskana. So doesn't the stronger heter have to overcome the kli when if the weaker one does? The answer is it's not stronger or weaker. It's different. Right? The Bobayom is about La'otzar, so the kli is not necessarily undermining. La'alter is to make it turn into Achila, kli undermines for that. And Rashi will say the opposite, that the La'alter is a heter of some sort, or it's not Derek Bomer, or whatever it is. Bobayom, that's based on something else. That's the fine line between Otsar and not Otsar. Yeah.
The Gemara's language of Otsar only comes in when we're talking about the Altar.
That the Bobayom is low, like low Otsar.
Right.
Yeah. And I've pointed that out before. Because if you take that Sigar Helptosis, Yeah, that's a good point. And as I mentioned before, it's ironic that the time when the Gemara, when the Gemara rejected Bo Bayom, they said then there, there and then they had said La'alter for one thing. But they had not to say when they talk about the Heter of La'alter. Right, I think that is strange. Sounds like it's a time factor of Bo Bayom. Again, that works so well with the view that you can rehabilitate Bo Bayom if it's an Ochel She'ein Stamo, it's an Ochel She'ein Stamo Yonzer, which is the Raz or the Kedusha Ran's position. Okay. So basically, that's what we're saying. When the Gemara turns around and rejects the altar, what happens to Bo Bayom? Is Bo Bayom still considered an Otsar or not? That could be a Machlokas. Whether the Mechayev remains that of the Otsar or not, that could also be a Machlokas, and you have the Kedusha on itself. Okay, let's move to Ochel Mitoch Psoas. Okay, so here I think the larger question looms large. Namely, is Borer about Hafrada? Or is, I think there are three possibilities. They overlap in many things, but there are three possibilities. It's Hafrada, or Borer is about Tikkun Ochel, in which case you focus on the Ochel. Or Borer is about Siluk or Hafkas Ptolas. Another question parallel to it, but I don't think determined by it, is it more focused on the Maisa or on the result? The creating of different piles, the creating of, Tikkun Ochel as opposed to Maisa? It's hard to know. But at least the major issue, Hafrada per se, in which case we don't really care about Ochel and Psolas, we care about any significant Hafrada. But if it's about Tikkun Ochlin or Siluk Soles, then there'll be other Nafkamina. What do we focus on? What remains or what is taken away? And also possibly the issue of the Tzura. So Ochel Mitoch Soles. Okay. If we're talking about Borer as Hafrada, so Ochel Mitoch Soles, Psoles Mitoch also is irrelevant from that point of view, which is the Shein Malacha. It's irrelevant. The important thing is that you're making two different piles. For that reason, it could be Ochel, the Ochel, and it's, you don't have to say, oh, relative to what he wants, the other one is Psolas. You don't have to say that necessarily. It's not Psolas. As long as it's a Tarobas and there's a Hafrada that is significant, that would be enough. By the same token, Ochel be Psolas, Psolas be Ochel, per se, the Shein Malach is irrelevant. So what is it about? It could be that it's simply a question of shinui. This is the normal way that this hafrada is done. Normally, when you're mafrid, so it isn't part of the definition, but it's the normal way that it's done. Normally, when you're mafrid, you take away the psolas. You take away the thing you're not interested in, the thing you're less interested in, rather than the thing you're more interested in. That remains. Okay. Then it would be a shinui issue, and be treated like other shinui issues, unless, as I said before, you consider this to be a more sensitive to shinui malacha, a shinui sensitive malacha, precisely because it's a more tentative kind of malacha. That could be one possibility. I think that works very well for Tosfos. Why do I say that? Ali? Why does it work well for Tosfos? Or you may disagree, but at least what am I talking about? What is Tosfos' important sheet that I think? As we noted, the Gemara here seems to say Psolus mitoch Ochel is a problem, Ochel mitoch Psolus is part of the solution. The Gemara later on, in Kofla Meches, seems to characterize Ochel mitoch Psolus also as Borer. So how do Rishonim get out of that problem? Ellie, so what does Tosfos say? Tosfos. Moshe? Yeah, if the Ochel is Merubah and Apsoles, so then if the Ochel is Merubah and Apsoles, you take away the Psoles. If the Psoles is Merubah and Ochel, so you take away the Ochel. You separate out the Ochel. That's what Tosfos says. Can I read it quickly if you don't mind? Yeah. Number one, he says it's a problem of derech. And now we'll see it illustrated concretely by his view. Go ahead. So basically, what's going on?
The case later on is that we put Mishamer with more psoas, and therefore removing Ochos is their Akira.
Yeah. Continue.
The Tasha of Akira Shabbat is a temporary comment based on Habor Kidio Kiyoto, the Shaman of Bor of Ochal to Ochal, and we still open Bor of Darko. Rama Kishamara, but it's Rama Murin, Shaofa Muba Al Ochos. Al Psoas Muba Al Ochal, we are called Ochos Ochal, meaning as Psoas. We Psoas Muba Al Ochal,
Yeah. So basically, this is Tosfos L'Shita. So according to Tosfos, there is no inherent difference between Ochal and Psoas and Psoas and Ochal. So it would appear. It's just a question of Kederach. The Hagos HaShirim makes this perfectly clear as well when he says in the name of Tosfos that if you have more Psoas than Ochal, so the Hefer Alter will apply to. Halacha, in other words, the hetel alter will apply not only ochel mitoch psoles, but when it's psoles, when it's ochel meruva al psoles, the hetel alter will apply even for psoles mitoch ochel. Meaning they're totally interchangeable. It's just totally a question of derech borer, number one. That's assumption number one. And assumption number two, that derech borer just depends on the quantities. Now you could have said it didn't derech borer, but still maybe there's some inherent, predilection people have when they're separating things out to take the psoles more than the ochel. Tosfos says, no, totally interchangeable. That's why it doesn't understand the Gemara Beitza at all.
Okay.
The Tur has a different view. The Tur accents the factor of Tircha. But basically, the way he formulates it is that kind of Tircha, or saving Tircha, is a matir. If the reason that you are borer, psoles, mina ochel, is because it's less Tircha, then that's not borer. What's not 100% clear is what the Tur exactly means by this. In a way, it's opposite of Tosfos, in his reading of the Sugya Beis, at least. It could be that the Tur thinks that part of the Mechayev of Borer is Tircha. Not sure. There's the line, one of the posts in the Marit Tatz, also, quoted in the Berhete. In the Zvuv and the Marat case, right? You know that famous case, you go into the restaurant, and the guy brings you the soup, and the ubiquitous fly in the soup is there, right? So the question is, what would happen if it was Shabbos? You're allowed to take him out. So the Berhete says the reason is because there's no tircha, it's so identifiable in Nikar, that there's no tircha involved in taking that psoles mina ochel. Sounds like he thinks that tircha is part of a mechayiv of borer. Strange. Again, another way to answer that question would be, like there was a man. There's no tarovis there. There's no such thing as a tarovis of soup and insects. Live ones, that is. Right? So, there's just no tarobas, so there's no bor. That's not what he says. What he says is there's no tircha, it's identifiable and it's easily removed, therefore there's no bor. So is that what the Tur thinks, that the borer is only when there's tircha, and whenever there's kosher tircha, there's no borer? Hard to say. Or do they mean that basically, the problem with tircha is whenever there's tircha, you can't look at it as achila. Maybe bora would always be achila, and it would be mutter. Except that if there's tircha, if it's derech tircha, so that it's not the most direct way to eat. But if you're removing the psolas from the ochel before you eat it, so by doing that, you are you're showing that it's not derech achila. But if it is the easiest way to do it, then maybe it is derech achila. Hard to know. Anyway, the Torah needs more of an analysis. The Ramban clearly looks at this issue. Yeah.
Is it possible that Rashi said in the concept?
Maybe. I mean, go ahead. I think it's what the Torah gets it from. I don't know whether Rashi means it across the board, but you're right. It sounds like the language is. But again, whether the Mechayev is the Tircha or the Tircha is a factor that ends up integrating into other things, that I'm not sure, but maybe. The Ramban says that the issue of psolas min ochel, ochel min psolas, is more fundamental. That's what Bishul is. That's what the Borer is. It's part of the Shem Malacha. I think this is consistent with the Ramban on Kuvav. Remember that the Balamor, going back to the question, right? Is it Hafrada? Is it Tikkun Ochlin? Is it Siluk Psolas? Right? So the Balamor takes the view that Borer Barakade, are Malacha Shein Tzricha Lekufa, although you're Chayiv, because that's the nature of the Shein Malacha. Right, the one on Kuvav. Right, that's the Balamor. And the Ramban says, well, at least about Gozes, he says, that no, it's not what you remove, it's what remains. Or it's either, or. So, if one says about, again, you have to ask this question separately. For Gozes, it might be different than for Borer. But if one says that Borer is about Tikkun Ochlin, or, in this case, Balamor too, if it's about Siluk, Solas, either way, the natural way to do that, I don't just mean the Derech, but the Shem Balacha would be Solas Menocha. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, that's what the nature of one is. That's what Tosfos says. Whether or not he lemaisa requires it to be that way, that's a different story. But in terms of conceptually, that's what Tosfos is saying. This works well with Ramban. The Ramban says here, what do you do with the sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches? What does Ramban answer to that question? Which sounds like ochel min psolas is borer. Moshe?
Is that
That's a kli, exactly. So the Ramban neutralizes the evidence. The Ramban never says what Tosa says, which is that you can have, that you can just, you can reverse things based on either tircha or derek ribuy umiyut. It's just that if you have a kli, so then that's going to be borer, even in the case of ochel and apsolas. But he's avoiding saying what Bali Tosa say. The Arzarua also says that the Sugya and Kuflam and Ches refers to the Totsa'ah, it doesn't refer to the process. That's his way also avoiding the idea that Ochel Mitoch Psolas is the definition of Breher. Yeah.
If the Ramban would have said like the Arzarua, then there's never a case of Ochel Mitoch Psolas which is Chayah, then we could say that it's part of the Shem Malacha. But since the Ramban is willing to say that Ochel Mitzvah Chatzol is a Kli Yitzchayel, so then how could that be a Pagam Shem Alacha? A Kli would not be able to
If you do it Ide Kli, that's also Tikkun Ochel, as opposed to... I'm concerned in the other direction. But what I'm trying to say is that unlike the Bali Tosas, the Ramban is not willing to concede that there's ever psolas mitoch okal that isn't borer. I don't mind that he has cases of okal mitoch psolas that is borer.
Does that mean there's a second track of
No. I just think that what he's saying is that psolas mitoch okal will always be tikkun okal. And then sometimes tikkun okalim, as opposed to achila, in other ways too, if you have a kli. Right, the Or Zeruah will go even further, although I'm not sure that the Or Zeruah would deny what the Ramban said. I mean, the Ramban is explaining the Hekatimsi there, that it's a case of Kli. If it was a case of Kli, it could be the Or Zeruah would agree as well. I'm just trying to show that while the Tur and Bali Tosas think that there's no Yichus at all to Ochel and Psolas and Psolas and Ochel, it's totally reversible depending on the conditions, for the Ramban, that's not true. Ochel mitoch Psolas, I'm sorry, psolas mitoch ochel is always worse than... Psolas mitoch ochel is always worse than ochel mitoch psolas, even though there are still cases of ochel mitoch psolas which are going to be both. But that doesn't bother me at all in Rambam. Okay. As I mentioned, the Ritva and other Rishonim say in the name of the Bali Tosas that la'alter will work even psolas mina ochel. Do they think that Ochel min Apsolas will even be B'meniach? That's not clear. This is what some of Rishonim say in the name of Bali Tosas. We don't have it in our Tosas. And I also mentioned Hagos Hashri, who says that Solas min Ochel Alter will be mutter. Ochel min Apsolas, when the Ochel's Meruba, will not be mutter la'alter, in both directions. Okay. Possibility that Torah plays a role, something to look at more fully as well. Okay. Kli we already discussed. The role of Kli and Borer in Shabbos might be one of Shei Malacha, La'otzar, and so on, B'mafkia Ochel. In Yom Tov, the factor may also be connected to, again, more Malachas Tircha and Umda Lechol on the Drabbanan level, if it is only Drabbanan. Okay, what about La'alter? So, as we already discussed, it could be that La'alter is not Borali Otsar. That works well with some of the Rishonim that we already saw. Or it's not Derech Borer, even if it isn't an issue of Otsar. Or it's a Din in Achila, per se. And then the question is it only in Borer or is it in other Malachas? Let me speak about that a little bit. Number one, Rebbe Chananel in Beit Sadaf Yud Gimel on the base understands that that's what the Gemara is saying and that that's based on Malachas Machsheves Asur Torah, that La'alter is a heter based on it's not Malachas Machsheves. Maisachila is never a Malacha. So you give him a base, and it sounds that way in Shabbos, Daf Ayin, Dalet Amud Beis as well. The question is, are there any cases of Borer which are not subject to the Heter of La'alter? I'm not talking about, we'll get the Kli and those things in a minute, but aside from the issue of Kli. And does this go beyond Borer? Why should it be limited to Borer? A, Borer is on the borderline with Achila. Let's say in a regular meal setting, that's why you have to think so many times more about Borer than any other Malacha. You're sitting down to your Shabbos meal, you don't have to worry about Bishul. And generally you don't have to worry about Tochein much either. But the Borer, I don't think that's a coincidence. Number two, and I say it has less of an objective definition than anything else, that's part of the problem. In that sense, dash is a little bit better. Okay. So with regard to tochein, is there a hetzel alter tochim? So I think I mentioned already, that's a Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelet Dalet Siman Ayin Hei. The Shulta Giborim here in our parak disagrees. Says there's no such thing. That's a hetzel we find with regard to Borer. Well, how can the Rashba apply it to tochim? Of course, again, even if it extends to Dush and to tochim, Dush and tochim are closer to Achila than other things. As say, no one in there, no one would ever extend it to, you know, to Bishul, clearly. As far as Dush is concerned, the Meiri clearly extends it. Not only that, the Meiri explains Potsei Gozer that way, cracking the nuts. He says, if it's Lechol Miyad, that's why it's Mutter, even though it's Dush. Not only that, but the question of what defines Miyad. So, the Miri says, La Dafka B'tocha Se'uda, because P'tzias HaGozen, people don't necessarily do B'tocha Se'uda. So in a way, he tries to bring a Raya from Dush to Borer. It's like the ultimate, pushing the limits. He's going to prove from Dush to Borer the definition of La'alter in Borer. Okay. On the contrary, other poskim, let's give the example, the Be'er Halacha, but in Siman Shinchah, when he wants to prove that Boser, is not Midin Dash, so he says, well, if it would be Midin Dash, there would be no Hetzel Alter. Many poskim like that. But the Meiri, the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Molel, and Shadus Ayin Dachot Rabbeis, and Pikus, Beitzi Beis, and Beis, these are presumably cases of Dash, not Borer, and yet they have the Hetzel Alter. This is a big issue when you talk about bones, right? Pulling the meat or the fish from the bones. The Prima Gadim discusses this. As mentioned, nuts, bananas, oranges. Mentioned them before, some of the other possible bases of Heterin. There's a very fascinating argument between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Sitting Shin Chavsi Kotten Zayin. So the again, with regard to Rabbeinu Tam Shita about Boser, which I mentioned a couple days ago as well, or yesterday, right? Whether or not it can be Boser B'tocha Kedera. So the Magen Avraham says that says even if it's Borer, there's a debate whether Boser is Borer or Dush. Even if it's Borer, there's no Heter. Because it's not derech achila, and since it's not derech achila, the heter la'alter will not work. The Be'er Halacha, this is the contrast. It says it's dush anyway. La'alter doesn't work because it's dush. The Magen Avraham says even if it is borer, the heter la'alter is not going to work because that's not derech achila. Clearly, he believes that the only reason that la'alter is permissible in borer is because of Derech Achila. The Taz argues, and he says that there's a Hetzel Alter. So the machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham seems to be within Borer, if it's not Derech Achila, whether or not there's a Hetzel Alter. In other words, if the Alter is based on Ein Derech Borer or Borer La'otzar, then it really shouldn't matter whether it's Derech Achila or not. It might not extend to Dosh or Tochen or anything else either by the same token. But if it's based on Achila, so it might extend to Dosh and Tochen, although maybe not, because maybe they're not as much of a vacuum. But at least, even within Borer, it shouldn't work if it's not Derech Achila either. Just because La'alter is not a magic bullet if it's not Achila. So that could be the debate between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Okay. I already mentioned that there could be a debate also on La'alter within Borer on another issue. namely whether you're mechalik between ochlim and everything else. Assuming that Boer applies outside of ochlim, which Rashi does, and what about other things? Suppose we discuss that's
shoe,
a kalim, gadim. Michaskinoch assumes yes that Levisha and Shimur have the same. Again, if it's about laotzar, it should apply. If it's about achila, then it's only going to apply if you think there's an equivalence between achila and mishtamshes. Oh, that's not called borer. That's called levisha. That's called kriya. You know, you can't, if you can't get the Rambam away from the rip, then you can't learn the rest. It's called limudat Torah. No. Okay. Then you have to sort out the shitos. That's not borer. Zorah also is an issue. So the Chassidus assumes that when it comes to Zorah, that there's no Hetzel out there. But that's because he thinks that Zorah has to be Bekli. And Zorah always has to be Psoles Mina Ochel. And he thinks that La'alta doesn't help Bekli or Psoles Mina Ochel. Therefore, he says, Zohar La'alta is never going to help. But one could have said that Zohar La'alta doesn't help for another reason. And that is, again, it's if Boer is Zohar Merak, and if it's, you know, the relationship between them, as we noted, right, then the Gemara says they're one, and the Gemara says they're in the Mishkan. So then the question is, how different are they? They're really the same, but the Mishkan is Kaveya, or the Mishkan has inspired us to be more discerning about the differences.
Right.
So what are the differences? Just the stage? Or the, is it the physical method that you use? Kli, the ruach, right? What kind of kli? Is it the stage of a chefza? Well, we found different views in the Rishonim, right? Or could it even be different mechaibin in hafrada? Maybe one is hafrada and the other is laotzar, and the other one is more focused on the psoles, and one is more focused on the ochel. Either way, what I'm saying is, Zorah never looks like achila, that's for sure. So if the mechayev is achila, that's why the altar is so Zorah la'achila is not going to help you very much. Zorah la'altar is not going to help. The mechaschinuch's kli and psoles mitach ochel are more technical explanations. But I think either from a Laotzar point of view or from a Achila point of view, you can also distinguish between Zorah and Boer. As far as Emsai Bnei, I mentioned that Chassidus draws a line there. And there too we have to ask, is it, you know, anything other than the vacuum of Boer? Case that Ephraim suggested and so on. What about Boer Lahaniach La'alta Le'acheu? You're not going to eat it, but somebody else is. So the Berhete quotes Deos that it's no good. So apparently, again, if the point is laotzar, it doesn't matter whether you eat it yourself or whether it's for someone else. It's not laotzar. He must probably assume two things. Number one, the altar is a heter based on achila. And secondly, that achila, we're mechalik between yourself and in a doma, for you it's achila, and if you're being meniachet for someone else, so it's not defined as ha'achala either. It's not achila because you're not going to eat it. It's not ha'achala, there is no such thing. Even though we have in this week's parasha, you know, la'azir gedola ba'lachtanin. But the point is that if it's about achila, one could at least understand that shita, that you would make that distinction. You have what?
Closest
to the Mishami, we'll say that Alpha Lahir Mar Amutar. The Alpha, but not more than. Lahir is Mutar, but not more than Slats Machal. Why is that the opposite? It would be the opposite if they said Lahir.
The Mishami says he was Buller, Miniach, and Shulchan, and it says no, the Uk would be the only one.
Okay, why is that the opposite?
Because
I don't have any trouble with the few that. So if you're a Boer and somebody's going to eat immediately, that would be considered Boer. That doesn't bother me. The other, if you're machalic between him and someone else, I think that shows that you're not working with la'otzer, but it's machila. But if you want to extend it also to la'cherim, I think that's almost everybody does. Well, I'm not seeing why the Yerushalmi is the opposite. The opposite would be if you think that preparing for someone else is better than eating it yourself. I mean, how is it even in between the opposite?
I guess we have Borla
Achirim
and Borla
Atzmo,
and then
Shalbi. Again, Borla Atzmo, Borla Achirim,
and the fact that Achirim and Atzmo are equal.
Okay. Well, why shouldn't Achirim and Atzmo be equal? Because it's not part of Achirim. It's a seer, on the contrary. Kol Yisrael Aravim Zohadra. His Achila, my Achila. I just think it means you just draw a big circle. Opposite would be if somehow the preparation was more permissible than the than actually eating. Otherwise, it's just, you know, the Bichlal Atzmo is also okay, very nice. Actually, I'm more comfortable with to begin with. I don't think that's Mechudash. I think the Mechudash Shita is to say Dafka you, not them. But I understand it. If it's Gidin Achila, I understand it. Okay. Psolas mina ochel, right? La alter. What about that? So that we already mentioned, I think. The Ritva understands for Tosas, and the Poskim Shulchan Aruch understand it this way with, as well. The Birke Yosef, among others, that even psolas mina ochel la alter would be permitted. Now, again, Hagosa Shri has it in a case where the psolas is less than the ochel. And even that, I think, is a kiddush. But if you say that there's really no din of ochel, psolos, and ochel, it's always just a question of tircha or roven miyut, so that doesn't sound much of a kiddush. To say that psolos mina ochel alter, even when it's psolos meruba, that's a much bigger kiddush. That's what they, I think, the mitzvahs and the Birkei Yosef are saying in the name of the Baal Hintosis. Okay. The Sefer Hashlama goes a step further. I don't think I gave it to look at, but he says psolos mina ochel even bekli la'alter. Right? That's not derech achila. That would only make sense if, you know, bobayon, that's still la'otzar. But la'alter is never la'otzar. So no matter what you do, la'alter, that's always mutzar. Even if it's bekli, even if it's psolos mitoch ochel, that's how far you push it. That's not a heter achila, for definition of achila, that's just the negation of loads. I said Agosa Shri's case, I think, can be understood either way. And we already know the machlokas, let's say, Ochel Minap Solas La'al Derbikli, that's the Rashi against Tosas and so on. Mechem Acherim, that we already discussed. Okay. How do you define La'al there? So that's also an interesting question. That might just be a technical question. On the other hand, I would say as follows. If la'alter is a rejection or negation of la'otzar, so then we should be much more flexible about it. If la'alter is a din in achila, then it's an open question. We might be much more limiting, much more rigorous in our definition. Because all we have to do is make the equivalent of what Lebo Bayom was in the Havamina. It shouldn't be that difficult to achieve. Achila versus Borer, that's another matter. Okay, so there are different views. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Sifyon Beis, Shinchav, or Shinites, what is this? Which is the Borer? Shinites, right? Shinchav is the Dash. Or Sol Schit, anyway. So in Shinyu Tes Sifu Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses about Betoch Piv. That maybe Betoch Piv is the Tshuvas Arash, basically. La'alter Betoch Piv, even Psolos Mina Ochel, everybody would agree, is permissible. That's called eating. When you have things in your mouth, and you know, they take them out. Not going to eat everything, and then that will always remain. As you're eating, you take out the psolas mina ochel. Okay, so that's even if you hold generally the psolas mina ochel, la'alter doesn't help you, but the piv. So again, is that because, you know, the piv is achila, and la'alter, that's a different heter, that's based on shalola otsa. Or, to be considered achila, when it's not the piv, so it has to be with a certain surah. That I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, it's an interesting point. The Ramban and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is mashma that way as well. If you're actually eating something, there's no issue of removing the psolas. Like you have, you're eating the watermelon. So as you're eating the watermelon, it's in your mouth, so of course you can take out the pits. Don't need to eat the food and have the pits remain. You know, that's obvious. Does the altar mean tocha se'uda or karav se'uda? That's not, again, Yerushalmi seems to discuss that question. The Me'iri says at least, you know, tocha se'uda. Some se'udas can last a long time. Right? A lot of the great Torah, a little bit of singing. Right? Tocha se'uda is not so obvious if it wasn't for the discussion of the Yerushalmi and the Rishonim. But that would be considered the altar either. I might have thought the altar is more immediate than that. The Gra paskins that even if you're, once you return from shul and you're, you know, I guess you're in the time sphere of the suda at that point, even though you haven't actually, begun the suda. I guess preparing for the suda at that particular point, that's also the altar. That's the view of the Magen Avraham as well. She didn't testify. One could argue, in theory, one could say that it means miyad, or that it means dafka b'mizgeret ha-se'uda, after kiddush, after a motzi. Also an interesting question. Before birchas hamazon, of course. Before mayim achronim, havlan u'nevarek. The Rambam has a wider definition. The Rambam says anything that's for the next suda doesn't even sound like, you know, your post-shul necessarily in the chatzi lachem, chatzi lashem, you know, division of your day. It just says anything that's, you know, directed to the next, to the upcoming suda sayom, that's called the la'alter. That's a wider definition. The Beis Yosef actually has an interesting perspective in the Rambam. Beis Yosef suggests that there are two dinim of la'alter in the Rambam. There's la'alter mamish, which allows you to be borer even in ochel and real psolas. And then there's, what if you have, you know, shnei minei ochlin. So he says, la'alter mamish is required for ochel and psolas. But l'shem suda haba, the Rambam, that's going to work only if it's ochel mitoch ochel. Okay. So it could be that maybe what he has in mind is that there are two tracks, there are two dinim. Just like the piv and la'alter may be two dinim, the piv may be achila and la'alter may be hafgas barley otsar. So two, that could be the pshat in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is saying, if you have ochel and psoles, so then the only heter is la'alter is achila. But if you have ochel and ochel, the only iser is boro liotzar. It's not the hafrada itself. So then, in that circumstance, again, I don't know if this is something around, this is the Beis Yosef's suggestion to make this distinction around. Okay, let me speak for a few minutes, my time is running out, about some of the other issues in boro that come up. I already mentioned the question of min b'mino, min shelo b'mino, gadol, katan, meshubach, you know, garua. Well, those are interesting issues, and again, one has to weigh them with Kol Torah Kula and other halachos of Shabbos, particularly Dash, as well as Machalos Asuros, Yisud Ravi Ale, Ochel HaMashke. These are very interesting things to analyze. But let me speak a little bit more about the question of Hafrada versus Tikkun Ochlin, Tikkun Chetzah Shel Ochel, or Tikkun Davar HaMetukan, or Davar HaRatzui, and Siluk. So let me speak about that for a few minutes. In some cases, in most of the cases, it's very difficult to pin this down. Very ambiguous because they overlap a lot. In some cases where you don't have a clear-cut hafkas, psoles, or tikkun ochel, you also don't have a clear-cut hafrada. And as I said before, you also need a taroves in order to have a hafrada. Now, some people take that even further, like Yom Sameach, or the Taz to a lesser extent. But it's something to consider. Therefore, it's difficult to find cases which are clear-cut Ochel versus Psoles, or Ochel and Psoles even versus Hafrada. But there are some cases. Number one, do you focus on what remains or what was taken, or the act of taking it? So again, the Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa issue, I think, is very important here. Would we consider Borer to be Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa or not? Balamor says yes. Obviously, he thinks that the act of Hafrada or the Hafkas Psolas, even more specifically, is the Mechayid. Otherwise, it's not Melach Shem Tzricha Legufa. The Rabban, they exactly argue on that point. So that's very important. This could also affect the shiur. The pretty much it's agreed that you need a shiur kagrogeras, although in Mashke, you know, the same, the Chassidus says the same problem the Rabban raised against the Rambam and Dosh, namely, why should it be a shiur of kagrogeras? It should be the shiur of whatever it is in Hotzah. You ask that question again. But okay, that aside for the moment, shiur grogeras. But a shiur in what? A shiur in the Tarobas before you split it up, in other words, the combined Ochel and Psolas, or Shir the Ochel, or Shir the Psolas. Especially since, as we know, you can have Meruba and Mu'ah. Right. So the Rushami seems to say that it's Shneim. It's a combination. Which it seems to imply that Chefza is both. Maybe the Maisa is Hafrada, Hafrada Shneim. And not only that, but the focus is the transformation. You took a tarovus and you made it into two piles. It isn't even the two piles, it's what you've done to the tarovus, I guess. The Minchaskinuk as a double pashut, both in Zora and in Borer, says that it has to be the Ochel HaNishar. It says, I don't care how much solas you have, you know, Lekula and Lechumra. The important thing, only important thing is how much Ochel is left behind. So again, if you take the view that the Satamaisa Prada per se, from the change of the tarovas into piles. It's the it's also not in this case. This would not work well with the Balamor. If it's Hafkas or Silo Kapsolas, then presumably the shear should be in the Psolas. And the Chaskinuch is saying the shear is in the Ochel. In theory, like the Balamor, I don't know that he says it, but I would love to find out if the Balamor thought that the shear would be only in the Psolas. Or either one, or the other. And that would be enough also. So shear is the second issue. What about Hafradas Ocha Mina Ocha? So here are two issues, as we discussed already. One is whether or not it becomes a shame psolas. You have such a subjective definition of Ocha and psolas, and it depends on your interest alone. Maybe it's Hafradas Ochel Mina Ochel, not because it's Psolas, but because you don't need Psolas. Since Borer is just about Hafrada, it's the change in the Tarovas, or the act of Hafrada. So then you don't really care that it's Ochel Mina Ochel. It doesn't have to be Psolas. So there's a discussion about, in general, whether you Ochel Mina Ochel, as opposed to a more objective Psolas. That's a discussion with Yerushalmi Cheskev, Rabbi Yochanan. We're not going to read it inside down because we're not the time. And, you know, by extension, as we already discussed, what about other things like, you know, Macholos Asuros and so on? There's an interesting argument between the Pri Megadim and the Be'er Halacha. Let's say you need both Ochelim, but you want to separate them. You don't want to eat them together. So the Pri Megadim says, If you're interested in both Ochlim and you separate them, that's Asa, that's Borer. And Be'er Halacha says if you're interested in both, right, you're gonna you're gonna eat your peas and you're gonna eat your rice. You just don't want to eat them together. Right? So then basically that would not constitute Borer. So it could be that there is a fraud in this case, certainly. But there's no tikkun ochel. Or at least it's questionable. You could say there's tikkun ochel in the sense that for each one, the other one is its psoles, and it is the ochel. Now, you're interested in both, but there are two processes happening at the same time. Vis-a-vis the peas, the rice is psoles. Vis-a-vis the rice, the peas are psoles. Right? So, in which case you could say, you know, if you were to acknowledge that that's not what's happening, but rather there's a hafrada, but there's no ochel and psoles, there's no tikkun ochel, it's ochel and ochel. So then you would have an interesting case, and maybe that would be the argument. That would be the argument whether or not you have hafrada is a mechayiv, or tikkun ochel or siluk psoles. One of those two. Okay. Similarly, let's say he was borer on Shabbos. Sorry, I'm going so quickly, but I'm trying to finish this up, so we only have a few more minutes. You're borer on Shabbos, are you allowed to eat that which was nivrar? Right, so that's part of a larger issue, Maisa Shabbos, or the Torah of Tei Shiyasa. So there are many, we showed them already, and Poskim, Chayada, and others make this distinction with regard to Hotzah. There's no impact on the Chafza. Therefore, there's no regular halacha of Kadesh Shiyasa like there is, let's say, in Bishal, in the transformative halachas. So there's a similar debate with regard to Borer. The Primogadim, I think this is the way it goes, the Primogadim says that there's no Kadesh Shiyasa in Borer. And again, their halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, seem to think that maybe there is. So maybe part of the argument part is, you know, do you need transformation? How much transformation? Any malacha kadesh yasa is part of the issue. But it also theoretically could be that the argument is whether or not Boer is considered an act of transformation at all. We spoke about this in Dush. We said, well, Dush may be transformation. Boer is more about separation. Clearly, there's no siluk chibur in that sense. It's less so than Dush. But what we're really asking is, we're saying is, if it's just hafrada, so it's hafrada, and it's the maisa or the creation of two piles. But if it's taking a tarovis and making it into two different piles, or especially if it's tikkun ochel, not as much if it's simply siluk psoles, but if it's tikkun ochel or it's creation of two piles from the tarovis, as opposed to maisa hafrada or siluk psoles, then there is a certain, I would say creative may be too strong, transformative may be too strong, but something changes here. And you might argue that it's not just that you did a maisa aveira, there's something in the status of the cheftza that is affected by what you did. It's not creative and transformative, but it affects the cheftza. It's defined by the new status that the cheftza has, tikkun ochel, or the creation of piles. So maybe, in that sense, the Prima Gadim, I think it works out that way, that the Prima Gadim and the Chafetz Chaim end up with Shitasa. The Prima Gadim, who thinks that there is no Isa Kadesh Yasa because it's just Hafrada, is the one who thinks that Ochel and Ochel is also Hafrada. And the Chafetz Chaim thinks, no, that's not Borer, because Borer is about Tikkun Ochlim, for the same reason that your potter, Ochel be Ochel, you would be chayiv, or you'd have to wait Kadesh Yasa if you were to separate. Again, as I pointed out, there are ways to argue, you know, on the Kadesh Yasa part, and there are ways to argue on the Ochel V'Ochel part. That's not foolproof at all, but it's something to think about. The Yerushalmi has a discussion, do you need Tikkun Ochlin Gavur? Now, let's say you start taking away the psoles from the ochel, but you don't complete the job. You take away most of the psoles. You leave some of it there. So the Egle Tal speaks about this and says that the discussion in Yerushalmi, he says that he thinks the Bavli thinks that even if you leave some of the psoles, that that's still boder. Whereas Yerushalmi seems to conclude that has to be a complete job. So again, it's hard to pin this down. One could argue about this from a tikkun ochel. There's some tikkun ochlim, there's some siluk hapsoles, min ha'ochel v'hapsoles, right? But there isn't siluk hapsoles min ha'ochel, and there isn't complete tikkun ochel. What there certainly is some hafrada. Although one could argue, well, it's not called hafrada as long as there remains remnants of one and the other. So I'm not sure, but I would be more comfortable saying that there is some hafrada. There's more hafrada than there is tikkun ochel, I would say. There's more siluk psoles and hafrada and less tikkun ochel, although I'm not sure. Either way, that might be an issue. Where you have the opposite is the famous heter of the Taz about the aforementioned fly in the soup as opposed to fly in the ointment. Right, the Taz's famous heter is that you take out a little bit of the soup with the fly. Not just so that the fly should have some continuing nourishment for the soup, but to avoid the problem of borer. Because what you're really doing then is not being borer psoles mina ochel, you're being borer psoles vi ochel mina ochel. And there's no iser to be borer psoles vi ochel mina ochel. There's only iser to be borer psoles mina ochel. Okay. So I think this is an interesting case. There is tikkun ochel here. It's the opposite in a way. There is tikkun ochel because at the end of the day, what's left has been purged completely from psoles. So if you're defining borer in terms of creating tikkun ochelim, so removing ochel psoles is that too. But as a siluk psoles, or as an act of hafrada, I think one could argue. Because, you don't have only psoles, and you're not mafrid ochel min psoles or psoles min ochel, you're mafrid ochel psoles together. So that's an issue to consider as well. The question of malachas ochel nefesh, I should just add one other thing, with the connection to this Taz. The makor of the Taz is the Sugya Kuf Lamed Tes of the base, which talks about siluk ochel mitoch ochel psoles. So whether or not this analysis can be sustained or not, I think it's open to question. Okay. I mean, logically, I think it makes sense, but given his raya from the Sugya and Kufla Mites, we have to look at it a little more carefully. Okay. Just a couple more issues just to think about, and then we'll stop. Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Okay, so it's a little complicated reading the Sugya and Beitza, Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It's hard to figure out whether or not the issue revolves around the Tircha, and Udba Dechol, or the Shuz of Iser, or the Heter revolves around Shalok Kederech. In other words, because of those factors, it's difficult to figure out exactly what the status of Boer is in terms of Heter, Ochel Nefesh, per se. It could be that seems to be it's a debate there between the Ra'ah against the Rajba. The Ritva has a suffix about it. Well, it tells us to weigh in on this issue in different places. Again, I'm not going to go into the details. In light of our discussion about Dosh, right, whether Dosh is Heter Ochel Nefesh, whether it's considered on the borderline of Achila, whether it's Tikkun Ochlin, or it's just applied to Ochlin, but it's really not about Tikkun Ochlin at all. As we discussed there, again, if Borer is the Malachas Yom and Rabin, then certainly wouldn't be good. That's part of the Ramban's discussion also on Chav Gimel Amud Beis and the Mechamel Si Beitza. But again, if Borer is really about Hafrada per se, or Siluk Psoles, then it's not a Malachas Ochel Nefesh. There may be Tzorech Ochel Nefesh here and there, but it's not a Malachas Ochel Nefesh. If it's basically a Malach about Tikkun Ochlin, then very well may be a Malachas Ochel Nefesh. So again, there are two issues, as in before. A, the criterion for Malachas Ochel Nefesh. B, what Borer is really all about. Okay, my time is up, I see. When we pick up when we begin in June again, so maybe I'll spend one more day just on finishing some details of Borer, and then we're going to move on to, we have to do at least a day or half a day on Zorah. So maybe we'll do one day Borer and finishing up Zore. I'll have Mar Makomos in. And then we'll move on to Tochein, Melosh, and as many more Malachos as we can do. So I wish you all Hatzlacha on the Bechino. It's a week from Monday. What time is it?
10 a.m.
And thank Kiko and Yaakov and Lance A for...